In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Brothers and sisters, today we hear about our Lord's healing of the paralytic. And where does paralysis come from? Well, we know that paralysis, like all ailments in this life, comes from sin. This is true of physical paralysis. Because of sin, suffering exists, sickness exists. People experience these terrible things, like paralysis. Does this mean that a person who's paralyzed is especially a sinner more than anybody else? No. But we know that suffering exists because of sin. So if that's true of physical suffering, how much more is it true of spiritual suffering, of spiritual paralysis? And brothers and sisters, we all experience spiritual paralysis. Our wills, in particular, become paralyzed. You know, God created us with a free will to be able to choose what's right and to say no to what's wrong. But sin entices us, and we become enslaved to it, and then our will becomes paralyzed. And then, like St. Paul says, that which I don't want to do, I do, and that which I want to do, I don't do. We become stuck and unable to act as we truly desire to. This is spiritual paralysis. And sometimes, our God in His love for us acts in such a way to shock us, as it were, out of our paralysis. Now, the Lord is always in His providence doing everything that can possibly be done for our salvation, everything that can possibly be done for our healing. And He acts in various different ways to heal us. But sometimes we need a really big wake-up call, or even a small one, but sometimes it can be a really big one, a slap upside the head to wake us up and to heal us of our paralysis. This past week, we commemorated St. Simeon the Fool for Christ. And you may have heard of fools for Christ. Well, St. Simeon was the first one. He lived many, many centuries ago in Syria, and he had a dear friend and close brother in the faith, John. And Simeon and John went out into the desert, and they lived the monastic life together for 30 years. And after 30 years, St. Simeon heard God calling him to return to the world. And at first, his brother John thought that perhaps he was deluded, and this was a thought from the evil one, because they had experienced this many times during their 30 years of having thoughts of wanting to return to the world. But it wasn't from God, so they had to resist that. But after some discernment, both Simeon and John were certain that God was calling Simeon back to the world. And he went into the city of Emesa, which today is known as Homs in Syria. The city of Homs in Syria. But back in the old days, it was known as Emesa. And so St. Simeon went into the city, but he didn't just go like a normal person. he walked into the city dragging a dead dog. And from that point on, one thing after another he did that seemed crazy to everybody else. They thought he was insane. He would go into church on Sunday morning with a handful of nuts, like walnuts, and he would start throwing them at the candles and putting the candles out. And then he would throw them at the ladies. And he would, you know, create an uproar. What was all of this about? Well, one thing that it accomplished was that although Simeon was clairvoyant, he could see into people's hearts, he was an incredibly holy man, nobody praised him because they all thought he was a nut. Crazy. Another thing it accomplished was it shook people out of their complacence, of their paralysis. Many times, you know, people who thought they were pious but he would reveal to them that they were not as pious as they thought they were. They thought they could, you know, focus in prayer, but as soon as they saw him, they were scandalized and distracted and judging and all of these things, and he would say, see? Because he knew what their thoughts were. See, you're judging me. You thought you were so holy and so pious and everything, and there you are. So it accomplished these things, but as Simeon would do all of these things, it seemed crazy to the people around him. He would go up to people and he would reveal their deepest, darkest secrets to them. And he would help them. And one day, St. Simeon saw a man who was out of his mind, really, really out of his mind. And why did this man go mad? Because he was engaging in the sin of fornication, and in engaging in that sin, he opened himself up to demonic influence, and he became possessed by an evil demon. And so he had gone out of his mind. And so St. Simeon saw this young man, and he knew what his problem was, and he walked up to him, slapped him in the face, and said, "Do not commit fornication." And from that time, the man was healed. Completely healed. He no longer sinned, and he came back into his right mind. You see, God knows when we need a slap. But the slap can come in many different forms. That was a literal slap from St. Simeon, but it can come to us in all kinds of ways. Another story, this comes from my father, actually. He told this story, some of you may remember, on St. Nicholas Day. He was preaching and he told this story. It was on the feast of St. Nicholas, old calendar. So he was at the monastery in New Mexico, and they follow the old calendar, so December 19th. And they were celebrating the feast of St. Nicholas, and my father was serving as the priest. And as he was standing there at the holy altar, as sometimes happens to those of us standing at the holy altar, the evil one started putting thoughts in his head, and his thoughts were going in a negative direction. It was like he was spiraling down. But all of a sudden, and I think he had his eyes closed maybe when it happened, he felt like something hit him in the nose really hard, like a punch in the nose. And he looked up, he's looking around, what could possibly have hit him in the nose? And there was nothing that could have hit him in the nose. But immediately after that, his nose started bleeding. And so if you know that, you know, a priest can't stand at the holy altar and be bleeding, it's not allowed. He had to get away from there and, you know, stop the flow of blood and kind of pause the liturgy for a little bit and go take care of things until his nose stopped bleeding so he could come back and continue serving. But he realized right away what had happened. St. Nicholas popped him in the nose and put a stop to that negative progression of his thoughts and returned him to being present in the liturgy and being able to celebrate, to focus on Christ and not to focus on the enemy's distractions. So, you're getting into or out of your car and you bonk your head on the edge of the roof. Has that ever happened to you? It's happened to me. How do you react? You know, cuss words, frustration, anger. Or can you say, "Thank you, Lord. You got my attention. Thank you. What would you like me to learn? What is the lesson that you have for me?" Or you're walking around your house barefoot and you stub your toe again. Are you going to, you know, angrily kick something else after that? Or can you say, "Glory to God. What is it, Lord? You got my attention. What is it?" These things may seem silly, but we can keep going. You know, not just, little things like bonking your head or stubbing your toe. What about getting in a car accident? You get in a terrible car accident. Thank God you survived. But maybe you were injured. Or maybe, you know, some other way, you got a bad injury. Or maybe some illness. You have a terrible disease. Or your loved one has a terrible disease. Are you going to curse God? Or like Job, are you going to say glory to God in all things? Like St. John Chrysostom being walked to death at the end of his life. Glory to God in all things. What is it, Lord? Now, this isn't, you know, some people, when things happen, they say, why me? You know, sort of pathetically, melodramatically, selfishly. Why me? Why God? This kind of thing. That's not how we want to ask, but rather, why is this happening, Lord? I know you're getting my attention, so show me what it's for. What needs to be corrected? What needs to be healed? Or was it simply that I was paralyzed and you're waking me up out of my paralysis? If so, let it be blessed. May it be blessed. Lift me up. Show me the way. Lead me on your path. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. How do we react when all of these things happen to us? Because they happen to us inevitably. The slaps and the punches and the, you know, being knocked around here and there. Can we receive it as a gift from God in His desire to save us? We know that all of these sufferings and things that exist in this world exist because of sin, but we know that we have an infinitely, boundlessly good God who desires our salvation and will use whatever means are at His disposal to wake us up, to heal us of our paralysis, and to lead us into His kingdom. So may we open our hearts to that love, that gracious message from God, and receive whatever He gives us in our life as His gift and as His mercy. And may He teach us to take whatever happens to us as His presence in our life, in order to heal us of our paralysis and in order to set us free, that we may glorify Him with all our hearts, glorifying the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.